When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Aaron Camaro and Chris Sinzak.
Happy Memorial Day from the Decibel Geek Podcast, but we're not on vacation. Oh no, we're here to kick some ass and rock and roll. I'm Aaron Camaro, that's Chris Sinzak. Happy Memorial Day, man.
Same to you, ready to kick some names and take some ass.
Take some ass. We're going to take that ass and we're going to go somewhere and put it somewhere and keep it all to ourselves, all of it.
All righty. But now, for those of you that are celebrating Memorial Day, don't forget a lot of soldiers died for us to sit here and talk about rock and roll.
So. Absolutely. Of course.
Hats off to the military.
The beautiful thing about living in America and other free places around the world is that we have the freedom to not only make the Decibel Geek Podcast, but you've got the freedom to enjoy it. So don't ever take that for granted.
Absolutely not. I, on the other hand, was too big a wimp to go into the service, so that's why I'm sitting here with a microphone.
I'm not good at taking orders.
Me neither. Only from the sergeants in the KISS Army.
Or our wives.
Well, that's true. But yeah, so had a lot of fun last week on the should have been a single episode. That one went over really well with a lot of listeners. And
that was a lot of fun. It was fun to try something new and different.
Yeah, and we should definitely do that again because I had plenty of other ones that I could have picked for that show.
But I can only take so much change, man. Sometimes we just got to get back to what we know works.
Yeah, and we wanted to do another radio suck show. I realized we hadn't done one since January, so it's been a little while. Yeah. You know, and God, the weeks go by so fast. But we've
been working hard these last few weeks, putting some really cool stuff out there for you, and we've got some really big stuff coming up. So we thought this week would be a nice, you know, it's Memorial Day weekend. We're going to have a little fun. We're coming out of that and just kind of take it easy. Good old radio sucks. That's the way to go.
And if you're new to the show, which a lot of you are, because we've had a lot of new listeners lately. The whole thing of this is the Radio Sucks radio show is basically, it's like Aaron and I having our own radio show, and radio is not going to play the stuff you're going to hear today. It's stuff that they've completely ignored. It's usually tracks that were never released as singles anyway.
Right.
But
we're not confined. You know, we're not confined by no corporate entities. You know, they can't tell us what we can and can't play. So basically, we're pretending to be DJs in a perfect world.
Yeah. And you're going to get to hear probably a lot of stuff you haven't heard before or stuff you haven't heard in a long time.
But stuff you're going to be glad to hear.
And some new stuff, too. So before we get into the Radio Sucks radio show, volume 21. So if you're new to the show, there's a lot of these in the back catalog that you can enjoy.
They never get old.
No. I got to do Geeks of the Week. These are the people that shared on Facebook and retweeted on Twitter last week. Should have been a single show. And I got a lot of names to read. So here we go.
Nice.
Dave Shirk, Greg McGlone, Chad Wagner, Bill Wang, Robin Bennett, Miguel Nunez, Dennis Gamez, Mike Stewart, David Alpazar, Chris Karam, Paul Watson, Joe Royland, Joe Lascon, Cobras and Fire, Steve Kirsch, Ian Wadley of the Rock and Metal Combat Podcast, Trevor McDougall, Brad Kalmanson, Matt Ashcraft, Eric Novak, Wayne Cross, Billy Hardaway, Shane Hebert, Anthony Poole, Justin A6, Mark Alden Taylor, Andrew Jacobs, Martin Winham, Chad Pollock, Sit and Spin with Joe, Akram, okay, Devin Fox, Kevin E. Williams, Brian Knapp, Michael Bartley, Darren Parkin, Matt Severson, The Dirty Bit Podcast, Pep, Podcasts Are the Best, The Double Stop Podcast, Hoops, Stealth, Amber Hutto, The Rockin' Donkey, Colin Francis, Ben Mitchell, Steve Wedgeworth, Stephen Atchison, Joe C.M. Belly, Nick Rhodes, Rick Hodge, Tom Cullen, Daniel Lee, DC, Steve Newton, Nico Piano PR, Uncle Doug W., and Local H.
Oh, nice.
So thanks to Local H especially. We love it when the artists actually retweet the link.
Very cool. Local H is going to be in town not too long from now. That'd be awesome to be able to get together with Scott Lucas.
That'd be cool. We may have to get in touch with those guys.
Heck yeah. That's a list right there. A lot of names I recognize. A lot of names I don't recognize. You know, if you know these people out in the world and you see them walking down the street, you bow before their rock and roll majesty because they are the coolest people on earth.
They're informed and they get it.
They totally get it. And we love them for it. Everyone of you.
And before we get into the subject, we ought to mention we thank you for all of you that do reviews on iTunes. They mean a lot to us. They help us get up higher in the rankings.
Yeah.
And we got a couple of new reviews over the past week that we want to share. The first one is called Rock and Roll Over. It's a 5-star review from a user named Hollywood Tease.
Nice.
It says, Chris and Aaron continue to pump out fun and meaningful content week in and week out. A must listen for any headbanger. Love the look back episodes and the interviews with stars and producers too.
Hell yeah, I like that. That's what it is.
This one comes from a user named Carter. And on May 21st, and the title of this one is Look, It's Rock and Roll.
I can't take credit for that one.
Yeah, Ace Frehley gets the credit for that one. Says, hey guys, I just want to say this podcast definitely keeps the spirit of real rock and roll alive and lets the people who forgot what it's all about know that it never went away. They just got lame and gave up. Keep up the good work and keeping it alive for us who have never stopped rocking.
Hell yeah. So that's what I like to hear. Those are the kind of reviews. We love them. 5 stars the whole bit. It makes us feel good about what we're doing because we know we're connecting with you guys out there because you love rock and roll just as much as we do. And you know that it's still alive. It's a little harder to find, but you've got us.
Absolutely.
So we're going to be all right. You know, I was at a yard sale earlier today, and I ran into this old guy sitting there. He's got a long gray beard. He's got no shirt on. He's got tattoos and stuff. And I got a shirt on that's got Mick Mars, Ace Frehley, Angus Young, and Slash on it.
Yeah, I love that shirt.
And he says, oh, man, that's a cool shirt. Yeah. I said, oh, yeah, you like that? He's like, yeah, they don't make music like that anymore. I said, well, they do, but it's a little bit harder to find. Let me tell you about the Decibel Geek podcast.
You, then you sold him on it.
I totally did. He's going to check it out. So if you're checking it out for the first time, old man, yard sale, rock and roller, enjoy.
That's cool. So we'll see. Hopefully see an iTunes review next week from like old Greybeard or something like that.
I was at a yard sale one day.
This guy came over and started selling me on this podcast thing he's talking about.
Awesome. So you ready to get into some Radio Sucks radio show?
Yeah, let's do it.
Playing DJs in a perfect world. Man, I got a cool one for you. This one came out on June 29th of 2004, and it is off of one of my all-time favorite covers albums. Some people love covers albums. Some people hate them.
We've had fun this with
one,
covers.
This one I really, really like a lot. And it's a band that everybody should like a lot. I'm talking about the legendary one and only Rush. Oh, yeah. And an album called Feedback. Now, they did all kinds of cool covers on here. They did covers of Robert Johnson, the Yardbirds, Buffalo Springfield. They did Mr. Sola on there. Just all kinds of cool stuff. Summertime Blues.
Yeah, that was the single from this. I remember that.
Summertime Blues was?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an awesome cover. This whole thing is really awesome.
It's kind of them paying tribute to what they grew up on.
Exactly. And it's all good stuff, especially this one. And I wanted to share it with you because, hey, it's a perfect world, right? We can play whatever the heck we want. It don't even have to be a single. It's going to be beautiful today. We're going to have fun. So we're going to kick it off with this one. Enjoy it. I know you will. It's the one and only Rush doing a cover of The Who. One of my favorite Who songs, too. This one's called The Seeker.
Good stuff, Geddy Lee and the boys, Rush doing The Seeker. You can't beat Rush doing a Who song. I mean, that's two legends right there.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I
love it.
Yeah, I could listen to Rush play just about anything, and it's going to be entertaining.
Totally.
And if you ever get to see Rush live, take it up. It's worth seeing. Okay, so from my first one, and if you saw the artwork this week, this is the... These are the cover boys for this week's artwork for the show.
That's cool. I like that because it made me imagine what it could be like if the Bullet Boys would ever be on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Right.
Because obviously that's never happened.
Yeah, and some of you listen through devices, so you may not see the artwork. And the artwork this week was, like, the Radio Sucks artwork is always, I do a mock Rolling Stone cover with the same font and everything, and I put, you know, the bands that we play on the Radio Sucks shows as the cover boys.
Super cool looking.
And I found this cool old picture of the Bullet Boys from back in the early 90s, and I was like, that would be funny to see on the cover of Rolling Stone. It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I love this album. They were in 1993 they released Zaza. This was the last album that they did with producer Ted Templeman for Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
And you know, that's where the whole David Lee Roth comparison came up with Mark Torian.
Sure.
You know, cuz Mark resembled David Lee Roth, had a lot of the same stage moves and everything.
Yeah, and what band? I mean, look at the guitarist and the drummers and all that. Who wasn't influenced by Van Halen coming out?
They were
there,
the forerunners.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's when Mark kind of got dubbed David Lee Rodriguez by a lot of people back in the day.
That's funny.
Not being racist, but I just remember that name floating around. So Mark Torian was the lead vocalist. Mick Sweeta was on guitar, Lonnie Vincent on bass, and Jimmy DeAndre on drums. A lot of great musicians. They were a great band.
Bullet Boys have put out a lot of great music over the years, a lot of stuff that got overlooked.
And there's a new version of the Bullet Boys with Mark fronting it with a new album that's coming out soon. So it's called Elefante. I'm interested to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
But let's go back to 1993 from Zaza. This is the last song on the album. You're not going to hear this on the radio.
Oh, that's a good one.
This is a cool drugs tune called Crosstop.
Across stop, sucking everything inside. Woo, Lord, with the ring.
Man, that is freaking awesome. I'm really looking forward to that new Bullet Boys album.
Should be good. I did hear the first single off of it, and it sounds more Foo Fighters than it does Bullet Boys.
So
I don't know if they're trying to chase a trend or not. But
oh, man. Let's not do that.
Not a bad song, but like does not sound anything like the Bullet Boys.
One of my favorite Bullet Boys albums is the Burning Cats and Amputees album, where they went in and redid a lot of their older stuff with new production. I love it. It's some good stuff. I recommend that one.
I remember a very tasteless joke I made about that album title.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, involving Def Leppard and Kiss, but we'll move on.
So we were talking about it a little bit last week about a planned upcoming Albums Unleashed. Let's move on. Let it go.
I hadn't thought of that
Don't even
joke
try.
In a long time. One of my finer moments on the show.
But we were talking about doing these Albums Unleashed coming up, and we were talking about doing it with Memphis Rockers Tora Tora, and having Anthony on the show to tell us all about the album Wild America. And you guys are going
to
love this.
I'm stoked. We're talking to him later in the next week.
When you're done with listening to the Decibel Geek podcast today, you should probably go ahead and go to Amazon, of course, through the link at decibelgeek.com, and get you the Wild America album.
I did last week.
So that you can prep yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know you went through
I bought
the
myself
link.
A copy.
Nice.
Yeah, I haven't had one in years.
I've got one right over there in the stack that I've had since it came out.
Cool.
It's one of them CDs that just somehow made it with me all these years.
That's
awesome. Because it's that good. I didn't want to lose it. So if you guys want to catch up on things and get ready for that, go grab a copy of Wild America. I highly recommend it. And you're going to find out in a couple of weeks exactly what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, talking about Tora Tora, they were a band that kind of towards the end of when things were getting hot on the Sunset Strip, they started looking elsewhere for bands kind of like that. And they found kind of a little hotbed in Memphis, Tennessee, right up the highway from us.
Mm-hmm.
And another band besides Tora Tora to come out of there that was pretty damn good, and like Tora Tora, maybe a little bit too late on coming onto the scene, was a band called Roxy Blue.
Right.
Now, Roxy Blue, they had a huge push when they first came out. They were going to be the next big thing. But unfortunately, as we all know, rock and roll history, the wave of grunge come crashing down out of the Northeast and crushed out all the good fun time rock and roll, and Roxy Blue really never had a chance. But they were a pretty damn good band. So I want you guys to check this one out. Originally, they came out with an album back in the day called Want Some. But our good friends over, well, hopefully soon to be really good friends over at FNA Records, released in 2012 an album called Want Some More, which included some unreleased songs that, coulda, woulda, shoulda, but, never were. But at least nowadays we get them. So here's a track off of that. The album's called Want Some More. It's out there on FNA Records, and I recommend this one as well. Otherwise, we wouldn't be playing it on the Radio Sucks radio show. So get you some of this. It's Roxy Blue, and the tune's called Show Me. You like that?
I did. That was pretty cool. Roxy Blame, a Memphis rock band, and I hadn't really heard a lot of their stuff, but I'm definitely going to check out more from that. I'll check out FNA Records to get the reissues.
Yeah, Mike Klink was the one that produced that original.
Oh, really?
There was a lot of Van Halen comparison with these guys, too.
Well, somebody really believed in them if they're hooking them up with Mike Klink.
Yeah, they were supposed to be huge, but, you know, it just didn't work out for them.
Well, speaking of that, my next pick is another one of those bands that... It's one of those bands that had all the ingredients, but just never quite broke through like they should have. And our good friend Billy Hardaway, who seems to come up every week, is kind of responsible for turning me on to this band, because I think this is his favorite band of all time.
He's got his finger on the pulse, man. He really does. He's our program director. I'm okay with that. I am totally okay with that. I was just, they were talking about a band called Santa Cruz, him and Metal Mike the other day.
Right.
They're like, you've got to
we
check
played
out
them
this
like
band.
A year or so ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, I played one of their songs.
I remember the one. I got to check out some more.
They're but I going, played a ballad, so it probably didn't hook
oh,
you.
Oh, that's probably why. Apparently, I need to hear the rest.
But they do have an old school sound, yeah.
And I need to listen to some Rough Cut, too.
Yeah, because Rough Cut, I didn't know a lot about him until he turned me on to him. I want to play something from their second album, an album called Rough Cut Wants You. Produced by Jack Douglas for Warner Brothers.
So there's
another big name producer. The members of Rough Cut on this album were Paul Shortino on lead vocals, Amir Durock on guitars, Chris Hager, Matt on guitars, Matt Thor on bass, and Dave Alford on drums. And then I'm sure you've heard of Paul Shortino.
Sure.
But like
on to Quiet Riot, right?
Right. He fronted Quiet Riot, and then now, and I think lately, he's been the singer for King Cobra.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. That new King Cobra stuff is
Yeah, he's the guy singing
ass.
On that stuff. But the thing with Rough Cut is like, it's almost like they were the minor leagues for like rock stars for a while.
Like the farm league?
Yeah, kind of were.
There's other bands like that, like London.
Yeah, because other members that came through the band, Craig Goldie and Claude Schnell, both played in there with them before they went on to play with Dio.
Yeah.
And then probably the most famous member of Rough Cut was Jake E. Lee, who went on to play with Ozzy after he played
with
Rough Cut.
Right, of course.
And then Paul Sortino would go on to Quiet Riot and King Cobra. And guitarist Amir Durock would go on to be a member of Orgy.
Wow.
We'll forgive him for that.
Otherwise, it's like a reverse supergroup.
It kind of is. So I want to play a track off of Rough Cut Wants You from 1986. This is Don't Settle for Less. So there's some hidden treasure there.
Heck, you know? Yeah, it is. I like that. I like my trucks like I like my metal from 1986.
It's a good it's a good album cover there with a scantily clad drawing of a chick on the front cover. Perfect. See, for the 80s.
You just can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. So, Billy, I will listen to more Rough Cut thanks to that.
And heck, yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, I'll play some Rough Cut this week. I don't think we've ever played Rough Cut on the show. Yeah, we did. We played a song called Take Her that was co-written with Ronnie James Dio, because Windy Dio was their manager.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But that was off a different album.
Cool. All right. I feel like we're getting an education here today.
Yeah.
Here's one you didn't even hear of, a band called Liberty Injustice.
Totally new for me. But
that's an N, like Guns N' Roses.
Apropos for Memorial Day.
Yeah, very cool. This is something, I found this on accident. I found Stevie Rochelle doing a song that I'd never heard of before.
It all links and back to Stevie
it always,
Rochelle.
Yeah, it always goes back to Stevie Rochelle and the Cheeseheads in Wisconsin for me. So somehow.
Take care of your own.
It works, you know. It works for me because it helped me introduce me to L&J, we'll call him.
L&J.
You know, like G&R, but L&J. You got to have that N in your name. It automatically makes you cool, right? So this is a band, they've done their own stuff. They've done Christian metal. They've come out with albums where they have all kinds of different singers showing up on the album. Guys like Lou Gramm, Chris Jericho, even Phil Collin has played with them.
I thought you were going to say Phil Collins. No, not. I was going to say this is really wild.
This isn't a perfect world after all. Michael Sweets showed up on there with them. CJ Snare from Firehouse.
Wow.
Just all kinds of really cool
people.
It's
almost like a collective more than a band.
Yeah, you know, and the final song ever really recorded by Janie Lane was recorded in 2011 with Liberty Injustice and a song called Sin, which is very cool too.
Huh.
Very worth checking out. But this one, the whole Stevie Rochelle thing led me to this, and this song blows my mind. This is a, wow, it's you're going to see what I mean. It's kind of a haunting song. But this is one where Liberty Injustice teams up with Jack Russell. And this is a song about addiction, you know. And we talked to Jack Russell.
He knows about addiction.
Yeah, that guy has been through hell. So he knows a little something about it. And this song, when he sings it, you can almost feel it. You know, you feel it pulling on you like a monkey on your back. Oh, you're going to love this. So this are going to be our last one before we go into break. So check this out. I know you're going to love it. It's Liberty Injustice featuring our good friend, the awesome, the Captain Jack Russell. And this is a song called Monkey Dance. And we'll be right back.
Hey, my little monkey, come here. Let me pet you. Tell me how much I need you, like I really need you. I need you. Scream, it will do you no good. Listen to me, just you watch your tone. It will do you some good. You're so they flow over me.
Let me cut you, feel you, drink your tears as they flow over me. I know you'll be my slave for eternity.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Nikki Six.
Obviously, you guys have toned down your private lives. Do you still rock as hard?
No.
Want to be a member of the Decibel Geek Army?
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
Join us on our fan page at facebook.com/decibelgeek.
We're back. This is the Decibel Geek Podcast. Today we're doing a little Radio Sucks radio show. We've played a bunch of great bands already. And
More to come.
And we've got awesome Artist of the Week this week. I like this a lot.
Yeah, featured Artist of the Week this week is a band called Temple of Silence. And they are a European band trying to break in the American market now. And they are handled by a good friend of the show, Cher Bach.
Yeah, you guys remember Cher? She was awesome
when
she was on the show.
She was part of last year's Christmas in July.
Ooh, July's right around the corner, man.
And she, she's a cool chick, and we had fun having her on the show, and I've stayed in touch with her, and she's working on this. She's got a music management company called Mayhem Music Management, and Temple of Silence is one of her clients. And as you heard there on the intro and on the break music, pretty damn good band.
Yeah, good rocking band. That's the kind of stuff you can count on from Cher.
Absolutely.
You know, the band The Tip, we've talked about them before.
She worked with them too.
You know, they were cool.
And she knows good music. And
I like this.
There will be links in the show notes for Temple of Silence, and check them out and be sure to tell them we sent you.
Yeah, most definitely. So today, so far, we've heard from Rush and the Bullet Boys, Roxy Blue, Rough Cut, and Liberty Injustice. And you know what? All these bands and a whole lot more are available at Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. Now, the key is with Amazon.com, all our longtime listeners know they're already hip to it. They're already doing it. But in case you didn't know, there's a link on our website. That website, www.decibelgeek.com. You go there, you click on that banner, and it's going to take you to Amazon. Once you get to Amazon, you can buy whatever your sweetheart desires, whatever you want. And when you're doing it, you're paying whatever you would normally pay for it. You don't pay a penny extra.
Right.
But the Decibel Geek Podcast, well, heck, we get a little kickback from Amazon because they love us.
Yeah, it's your way of supporting the show, and you don't have to spend any extra money on it.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of cool people, like I said, that have been using our service through Amazon and helping us out, and it's been very much appreciated. And I got the list right here of what we've got picked up
for the past week.
Yeah, for the past week through Amazon. So we got some cool stuff on here. UFO, Too Hot to Handle.
The DVD. Yeah.
The DVD. That's awesome. We were just talking about UFO just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got in here. Is that album of the year? Is that Faith No More, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, we had a great review on the new Faith No More album on the website.
Yeah, that album's a trip. I don't know about it. It's kind of weird.
It's a different one.
Freaks in Nature. That's who's that?
I'm not sure. We'll have to look into that. Yeah.
Oh, Kansas. Nice. Kansas, yeah. Freaks of Nature got picked up through the Amazon link at decibelgeek.com. Let's see. 5 classic albums. It's a 5-CD set featuring the music of Styx. Nice.
Yeah.
5 CDs.
We have never played.
It's like a box set.
I don't think we've ever played. Well, yeah, we have. You played Renegade on the show.
Yeah, that's an awesome song.
Maybe we should play more Styx.
We should. I like Styx. Nothing wrong with it.
Send an email to feedback@decibelgeek.com and tell us if we're smart or dumb to play Styx on the show.
We got Screaming for Vengeance on here, the special 30th anniversary edition with a CD and a DVD. That's very cool.
It's a DVD of the US Festival in HD.
Oh, nice.
It's awesome.
And then there's all kinds of other stuff on here. I mean, because you think about, you know, we're a music show and we're talking about all these cool rock bands like UFO and, you know, Faith No More and stuff. And, you know, but there's you're not limited to just music.
You can buy anything.
I mean, there's all kinds of things on here that are being picked up through our Amazon link. Microsoft Wired Keyboard 200 for business. Amazon Basics High Speed HDMI cable. Let's see what else is 12-month warranty HP LaserJet maintenance kit. I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff. I don't even know what half this stuff is.
I'm just happy you bought it through our link, guys.
Yeah, me too. Look, there's even a tetherball.
Oh, yeah, Napoleon Dynamite shop through our link. That's awesome.
Nice. Very cool. Dog
toys. I told
toys.
You about Motley Crue tickets, Kip. Jeez.
Dog toys, all kinds
dog
of stuff.
Toys.
Yeah,
you can even get a Share Forever Fit workout book too, right, Aaron?
You sure can. Yeah. You can get whatever you want to on Amazon, but like I said, go through our link and you're going to help us out just like these fine folks did, you know, buying all their cool music and all that. Heck, you don't have to buy CDs. You don't have to just buy computer accessories, dog toys, and tether balls. You can buy whatever you want.
Absolutely.
And there's all kinds of cool stuff out there. We're going to actually start cluing you in on some cool stuff that we find on Amazon coming up, too.
Yes.
Along with the stuff you guys are already getting. So thank you again for your purchases.
Thank you.
Keep it up. We're going to keep listening to these because, let's face it, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to tell you to read back what you guys are buying, and all in the name of rock and roll.
That's right.
So back to the music. I've played some old stuff so far. Bullet Boys, Rough Cut. I'm going to play something that is off an album that hasn't even come out yet.
Oh, nice. Sneak preview.
By a band that we all love, though. Armored Saint is going to put out a new album in June of this year.
Yes.
And if you don't know who Armored Saint is, then go on Amazon and buy their albums because they're good.
Thank us later.
And this album will be their first in 5 years, and it's due out June 2nd. Members of the band at this time, John Bush on vocals, Joey Vera on bass, Phil Sandoval on guitar, and good friend and past guest of the show, Jeff Duncan on guitar also.
Yeah, Jeff Duncan. If you missed that episode, go way back in the archives because that's a fun one.
I re-listened to that one a couple of weeks ago. This was a lot of fun. I remember
it was.
I had fun
was
doing
good,
that one.
Good guy.
Really good guy. But yeah, so I heard and there's three tracks that are available now on iTunes to buy, and I bought all three of them, and I want to play the title track because all three are good, and I can't wait for the album, but this is the title track. This is Armored Saint with Wind Hands Down.
It was
Don Bush and the Boys.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah. And then I'll admit, I was actually talking to our friend Devin from Cobras and Fire, who had mentioned, like, they played a song off of it on their album. He mentioned, and I agree with him, that sounds like it could have fit on Anthrax's Sound of White Noise album.
Yeah.
I mean, it has the same feel to it.
I can hear that.
And it's,
I totally agree.
It's a great, I can, that's, this album might be the album of the year after what I've heard off of it so far.
Nice.
So, yeah.
The loose cannon is wise.
Yeah, it'll be on my best of 2015 list for sure.
Yeah, it'd be hard to dispute that one. You know, 2015's been an awesome year so far.
A lot of good stuff this
year.
Really
good stuff. Well, I'm going to go back a little bit with mine. I'm going to go back to 1997. You know, everybody around here loves Ace Frehley. And if you love Ace Frehley, then you probably know who Richie Scarlett is.
If you don't love Ace Frehley, then fuck you.
Yeah, get out. You're not welcome here.
Just kidding. Buy through Amazon.
But I want to talk about Richie Scarlett. Richie Scarlett's a guy that's got a lot of history with Ace Frehley. You know, he was in like the pre-Frehley's Comet version of Ace Frehley's solo band. The guy's been around with him for a long, long time, has written songs with him, does lead vocals on a track on Trouble Walking.
Yeah.
Too Young to Die. For years, I thought that was Peter Criss.
Me too.
I was totally fooled by that.
I was kind of bummed out when I found out it was.
Yeah, I almost wonder if they did that on purpose, because Richie Scarlett's got a very Peter Criss quality to his vocals. He's got that roughness to it.
Totally.
You know? That New York wise guy from the streets kind of thing going for him. And I like that. You know, it's some good stuff. The thing is, Richie Scarlett's back playing with Ace Frehley again. He's covering all the rhythm guitar duties out there on tour and tearing it up, doing a hell of a job. Richie Scarlett's a professional. He knows what he's doing when it comes to rock and roll. What you might not know is that Richie Scarlett is a hell of a lead player in his own right. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to give you guys a taste of that, because I know there's a lot of Ace Frehley fans that listen to the Decibel Geek podcast.
And if you don't know,
they're gone already.
Yeah,
they already left. Right. Yeah, we kicked them out a minute ago.
All right.
So for you, I want you to enjoy this. This I thought was a cover song, but it's actually a Richie Scarlett original, and that impresses me even more. I think you're going to like it a lot. So right here on the Decibel Geek podcast, radio sucks. They ain't playing no Richie Scarlett, but we're playing it for you. And this one's called Eastbound Train.
I had one foot on the platform, while the rest of me was just shy of going insane. Yeah, I had one foot on the platform, while the rest of me was just shy of going insane. Getting on that eastbound. We'll be right back.
Pretty rocking, huh?
Pretty awesome. And I, you know, I had mentioned to him when he told me this that he was going to pick this song, and I actually looked for the song on YouTube, and like I had to get it from the CD from him, but I found a really good live album from Richie on YouTube, and I started listening to it, and he does a cover of this. It's a standard song called "A Town Without Pity," but he turns it into this long form solo jam thing.
Nice.
That he does. And I was listening to it going, God, this guy's name should come up in the conversation more when it comes to great guitar players.
Yeah, he definitely should.
He's really good.
Totally underrated. Definitely yeah. Under the radar, you know.
He can really rip when he wants to.
Yeah, really. Man. He tears it up. That album, Wise Guy from New York, came out in 1997. But, geez, this guy's put out a bunch of stuff over the years. And I think his latest release came out in 2012. What's it called? I Plead the Fifth.
Are you saying you don't know and you plead the fifth, or it's called?
No, it's actually, okay. Yeah, little of both. No, it's.
I'm not going to tell you what it's called.
You're going to have to figure that out for yourselves. Good luck and good day.
Yeah.
No, the album's actually called I Plead the Fifth. Oh, okay. And from the little bit I've heard on it, it's really, really awesome. I'm planning on picking that up through the Amazon link at decibelgeek.com, of
cool.
course.
Awesome. Well, then, like I'd mentioned, my last pick, with The Armored Saint, is going to probably go on my best of 2015 list. My next pick was one from, I think, Aaron and I, both of our best of 2014 list, talking about Crobot.
Yes.
Who last year put out an album called Something Supernatural.
Yes, because that was one we discussed on for that big, long, super yeah. end of 2014
yeah.
episode.
We both agreed it was great.
If you weren't going to put it on your list,
yeah.
I definitely would have put it on mine.
Yeah.
And now the whole big thing is blown up
yes.
about crowbotting.
Yes, I had to bring this up.
You know, people, you remember, you know, what was it, T-Bowing? And planking.
Yeah.
Those were big fads. That shit's gone.
Right.
This fad, it's not a fad. It's going to last forever.
Yes.
And you only need two things.
Right.
A Decibel Geek t-shirt, which you can get at decibelgeek.com.
Access to Crobot.
And Crobot. And if you follow us at decibelgeek.com or on our Facebook page, you know what we're talking about. And crowbotting, yes.
Yes.
It's a thing.
Yes. And what it is... First, our writer Baco went to the Northern Invasion Festival and got to interview the guys in Crobot. And part of the whole thing was he put up this picture of the guys in Crobot picking him up while he's wearing his Decibel Geek t-shirt and picking him up off the ground.
Up into the air.
And
yes.
We were like, well, that's kind of cool.
That's super cool.
And like the guys in Crobot knew who we were, remembered that we had played them on the show. And
yeah.
It was really cool. The next thing we know, Billy Hardaway from Decibel Geek has his Decibel Geek tank top on, and he goes to the Rock on the Range Festival. And he gets to see Crobot backstage.
And guess what?
They pick him up and take a picture of him.
Crobotting.
So it's Crobotting.
So awesome.
So you have to buy a t-shirt and get backstage to see Crobot. This is a great way of selling t-shirts, by the way.
T-bowing, it's okay. Planking, that was stupid. Crobotting, that's where it's at.
So, domo arigato, Mr. Crobato.
Yes.
See what I did there.
I love that.
Yeah. So yeah, but yeah, Something Supernatural was one of the top albums of 2014.
We love these guys.
I've played at least two songs off this album, and I'm going to play a third one now.
I'm glad for it.
This is Crobot with Chupacabra. Mystical rodent that eats and kills people from Crobot.
The goat sucker.
Yeah, the chupacabra.
The blood eater.
Yeah.
I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs on that whole album.
You can't.
And they're all really good.
You can't
good.
Nod your head back and forth, you know, when you listen to that song, or else so you have awesome. No heart. So yeah, Crobot, you can't beat that. Pick up that album through Amazon.
All right. I sure will. But I'm going to go through the Amazon link. Oh, wait. I already got it. So everybody else to go do that. So I got one more for today. You got one more coming up before we get out of here. But talking about 2015, man, and we talked about a little bit earlier that we've been, this year's end of 2015, the end of the year episode is going to be tough. Because if it ended right now, I think I could easily have 10 albums.
It'll have to be 3 hours long like last year's one. Why not?
It'd be like the top 36 of 2015.
Mm, yeah. You guys don't mind. Let's do it in pieces.
Right. You know, so we had a lot of fun with that. But I know this year is going to be even better because so many great albums have already come out. And there's one that came out, you know, and when I first heard the idea of it, I wasn't really sure what to think of it. But then when I heard it, I was like, oh, yeah. This is badass. This might make my end of the year. Talking about the new album called The Purple Album. You haven't heard about this? It's the 12th studio album by Whitesnake. And basically what this is it's remakes, it's covers of Deep Purple songs from the David Coverdale era.
Yep.
And holy shit, does it rock. I mean, if you are a fan of that old Deep Purple, and I know you are, and I am too. You know, and a lot of our listeners love that classic Deep Purple, but you maybe needed a little extra metal to it. You know, it needed to be rocked out some a little. If you consider that a good option, you're going to really dig this album. So I figured the best way to show it and prove it, and I really dig this a lot, this is very cool, is to play you a track off it. And it's a classic. It's a song, if you're a Deep Purple fan, it's probably right up at the list of your favorites. And it's a great tune, so I want you to check it out right here. It's Whitesnake, brand new off the Purple album, and this is Stormbringer.
Storm bring the dance on the thunder again. Dark cloud gathering, breaking the day. No.
David Coverdale going back to his roots on Stormbringer.
I like that stuff. I like that stuff a lot. You know, I was never a big Whitesnake fan in the 80s.
Oh, I was.
You know, I just, for whatever reason, never really thought David Coverdale was all that, you know, and I thought it just, I don't know why. You know, there's stuff I liked when I was young that I don't like now. There's stuff that I didn't like then that I do like now. But this stuff, you know, this makes me want to go back and revisit some of, like, the early Whitesnake stuff. Some of that stuff that
I
may
have missed. It was a lot
bluesier. Yeah. But I remember older guys talking about, Whitesnake used to be so cool, you know, and then they kind of fell into the MTV video age kind of thing and changed, you know.
Although I enjoy that version, too. I like it all.
I mean, it's not bad. The Steve Vai stuff, Adrian Vandenberg, those guys are killer guitar players.
John Sykes.
Some great guitar players on this one. You got Reb Beach on here playing. Mm-hmm. And let's see, on drums, Tommy Aldrich is playing drums on there. Joel
Hoekstra,
yeah, he's playing guitar on it as well, and of course David Coverdale,
and he sounds good on the album.
Fantastic.
Like, I was a little worried because I'd seen live clips of him over the last couple of years, and I was like, I don't know if he's gonna be able to pull that off, but he did.
He totally does.
He sounds really good. He's done something great to his voice on that one.
Yeah, the whole album is really kick ass. I recommend it.
The new version of Burn is awesome too.
Yeah, that's really cool. There's a lot of good stuff on here besides that one, you know. And they're Might Just Take Your Life. That's a damn good one. Love Child. That's cool. You Fool No One. I like that.
Yep. It's gonna be one of the better albums of the year, I'm sure. So I guess I've got the last pick of the day.
Yeah.
And it's been fun doing another Radio Sucks show. Maybe
it's
less than 6 months to do it again.
It's invigorating. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a religious experience almost. Just a freeing of the soul almost. We're going to play what we want to play because we know it's good stuff and it deserves to be heard.
Yeah. And, you know, hopefully you guys pick up some new stuff out of this and find some stuff you didn't know about. I'm going to play a song from a band from an album that was pretty big in the early 80s, but you may not even remember this one. Crocus came out with Headhunter in 1983.
Was there anybody fist fighting in Forest Fires?
No, that would come a few years later. God. Some of the worst album covers of all time. This one was good, though, with the skull and crossbones.
It's like classic Decibel Geek jokes that just kind of fall out sometimes. Like, you have to be a listener for a long time to get some of
that. Yeah, that was, what was that one called, like Round 13 or something?
That was way back on a mystical thing we used to talk about a long, long time ago. Called Camaro's Cutoff.
Oh, that was. But so,
that thing's legendary. That's why we can never make a new one.
But I actually, I had a listener send me a DVD of a documentary on Crocus that was made, you know, over in Switzerland or I think they're from Switzerland.
Yeah.
But so it's got subtitles. If you want to watch, you have to read the English subtitles, and you'd think that'd be kind of lame, but it's extremely well made, and it covers their whole history, and I wasn't a massive Crocus fan. I liked select songs, but I never really delved deep into the catalog. And I've started listening to a bunch of their stuff, and now I'm like, wow, I missed out on a lot of good music here.
Yeah.
And Headhunter is a great album. And there's a whole bunch. Screaming in the Night was the hit off the album.
Oh,
probably their biggest original hit.
Yeah, that was their biggest hit, I'd say.
And the members of the band at this time were Mark Storaci, Fernando von Arb on lead guitar, Mark Kohler on rhythm guitar, Chris von Rohr on bass, and Steve Pace on this album on drums. A lot of good songs. Tough to pick just one, but I picked this one for a reason. This one features the backing vocals of the great Rob Halford.
Oh, yeah.
So, you got anything else to say before we head out?
I'd love to hear the story on that. We got to find some way to tell us how that all came together.
Coming in a future episode.
Yeah.
The story of Rob Halford and Crocus. Until then, I think we're done for this week.
Until then.
This is Crocus with Ready to Burn, and we'll see you next week.
See you.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.